Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Vav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hilchos Kreshim Gamliel. The Halachos like Kreshim Gamliel, Sha'ama Mishum Rav Yosi, that in the previous shiur we learned Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if it's a leap year, we have two Adars, Megillah is read in the second Adar, as are the Dalet Parshias. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim, both Shitas. The Shita that says that we read it in the first Adar, the Shita, like we just learned from Shimon Gamliel, who says we read it in the second Adar, Shneim Mikra Echad Darshu. They both learn from the same Pasuk in the Megillah. It says in the Megillah, B'chol Shana V'Shana, the Megillah is read every year. Rabbi Lezer, who holds that the Megillah is read in the first Adar, holds B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, just like every year, the other in which the Megillah is read is the other HaSamach L'Shvat. Afkan, the other HaSamach L'Shvat, which is other Rishon, is the other in which the Megillah is read. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sover, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, other HaSamach L'Nisan. Every year we read in the other which is closer to Nisan. Afkan, Adar Samach L'Nisan, in a leap year we read it in the second Adar, the Adar closer to Nisan. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi, who says that we read it in the first Adar, Mistabatama, we can understand the reasoning behind this position. Because we have a rule, Eimavirim Elamitzvus. The Pasuk says, V'shmatim Esamatzois, Rashi tells us, and the Gemara says, Al Tikri V'shmatim Esamatzois, Ela v'shvatim es ha-mitzvois. We have to be careful. Mitzvah bo liyotcha al tach mitzana. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, take the first opportunity. So that's why we should read the Megillah in the first Adar. So the first Farshim asks an obvious question. If the basis for Rebbe Lezer's position is Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs, why do we need the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'Shana? Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs itself should be enough of a reason to read in the first Adar. So I saw a number of answers to that question. One answer is, if we would just be relying on Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs, then the halacha should be that if for whatever reason we didn't read it in Adar Rishon, then we should read it in Adar Sheni. Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs only tells me to preferably do it in the first Adar. But he holds much more than that. Another answer is that perhaps Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs would only tell us that we should read it both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. But he holds you have to read it only in Adar Rishon. And third answer that I saw from the Sfasemis, he says, Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs could only tell you that once the time for the mitzvah comes, do it. But if the time of the mitzvah doesn't come, there's no mitzvah to do it. Today is not Purim. So we're going to say Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs and we should read the Megillah today. So we need the Pasuk to tell us that the time for reading the Megillah is Adar Sheni. Then we combine that with a concept of Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs. Tosfos makes a very interesting observation. Generally, in halacha, we say the concept of Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs is relevant when we have two mitzvahs, and the halacha is Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs, the first mitzvah that comes to your hand, do. What's the classical example? The classical example is that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when we put away our tefillin every day, we should be careful to put the tefillin away in a way that we first reach the shel yad when we open up the bag. Because the halach is that we're supposed to put on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh. Because if not, if we first have the shel rosh in our hands, we can't put it down because Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs. Because there are two mitzvahs. Here we see that we're saying Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs even by one mitzvah. We're talking about Mikra Megillah. And Tosfos says, from here we see that Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs is even relevant by one mitzvah. Which is a very bechidish in halacha. And the Turi Evin says that we should not understand Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs in this case as the classical example of Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs. Rather, it should be understood as the concept of Zriza Magdim Mal HaMitzvahs. We have a choice to read the Megillah in Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, do it in Adar Rishon, Zriza Magdim Mal HaMitzvahs. But then I saw a very interesting Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer says that even though normally we don't say Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs by one mitzvah, there is one situation where we do. He says, let's say we have a mitzvah. That time comes. Then it becomes impossible to do the mitzvah. And then the same mitzvah's time comes again. There I say, Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs. And he says, this is exactly the case here. We can read the Megillah in Adar Rishon. Then from Adar Rishon till Yod Aleph Adar Sheni, We can't read the Megillah. It's not Purim. And then again comes the time. So since it's broken up by time where you can't read the Megillah, that's when you say Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. And he uses this to a very interesting concept. He says, let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Thursday. So we have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. He says, in such a year, we have and we know we're supposed to build the Sukkah after Yom Kippur, it says in Shulchan Aruch. He says, it's a pidin, he says, you have to build the Sukkah before Shabbos. Because what happens here? You have Friday where you can build the Sukkah. You have Shabbos where you can't build the Sukkah. Then you have after Shabbos when you can build the Sukkah. What does Eim Avir al Mitzvah tell us, according to Rav Nezer? That if the times when you could do a mitzvah are broken up with a time that you can't do the mitzvah, the halacha is you have to do the mitzvah in the first time. So he says, in such a year, pidin, you have to be careful to build the sukkah before Shabbos, not after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, El Rav Shimon Gamliel Maitam. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, though we read the Megillah and other Sheni, we just explained the concept of Eim Avir al Mitzvah. Omrev Tevi, Tam Rav Shimon Gamliel, the basis for Rav Shimon Gamliel's reasoning is Mismach Gula L'Gula Adif. We prefer to read the Megillah closer to Nisan, when we have all the Nisim, the miracles that occur to us, combined, Purim and Pesach. So I saw a very nice explanation in the Machloikis. What is the basis of the Machloikis? There's a famous Machloikis between the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. The Shaila was where somebody was in jail. And he was told, we'll give you one day furlough, that you could go out of jail. So the question is, should he go out that day, and whatever he could do, mitzvahs he could do that day, he could go to Minyan, whatever, or should he save it for an important day, for Yom Tov, for Yom Kippur? The Ratva says, he should chap the first opportunity. The Chacham Tzvi says, no, you should maybe wait for Yom Kippur, for Rosh Hashanah, for a significant day. What's the question? The question is, what should we do? Should we just do any mitzvah, or should we do a mitzvah min a mufcher? We find the same concept every month. The halach is, after a certain amount of days after the moilet, you're allowed to do Kiddush Levana. But it's preferable to do Kiddush Levana on Matzoi Shabbos. So what should you do? Should you do Kiddush Levana during the week, or should you wait to Matzoi Shabbos? That is this machlokes. One man d'ama holds, as soon as you can do the mitzvah, do it. Adarishin, do it adarishin. The other man d'ama holds, then adarishin, it's a better mitzvah, because it's closer to Pesach, so it's preferable to wait. Rav Elezer Amar, Tamid Rav Shimon Gamliel, that holds you laying the Megillah in Adar Sheni is Mihochah. The Ksiv, in the Megillah it says, the Pasuk, L'kaimas Igeris HaPurim HaZoy Shenis. So it says, HaShenis in Adar Sheni. Ask the Gemara, V'itzruch L'michtav HaShenis, V'itzruch L'michtav Chal Shana V'Shana. So now we have two Psukim in the Megillah teaching us the same din that the Megillah is read in Adar Sheni. Why? Tiba Kal B'Shana V'Shana, if I would only have Kal Shana V'Shana, have Minik HaKushin. Maybe it means other rishon, other that's closer to Shvat. Kamash Milan Hashenis, that it's other sheni. V'yash min Hashenis, if we only had the pasuk of Hashenis, have mina b'tchila b'rishon b'sheni. I would say that you should read it both in other rishon and other sheni. Kamash Milan b'chol shana v'shana, just like every year you read the Megillah only on one day, this year also only one day. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the Megillah is read in other Rishon, Hai Hashenis, my Avad Lei. What does he do with these words, Hashenis? Answers the Gemara, M'baylech Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Dom Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, B'tchila Kavu B'Shushan, first they established Purim as a Yontav in Shushan, U'psoif B'kala Olam Kulay. And then the rest of the world accepted Purim. That's what Hashenis was, it went in two steps. So Mepharshim asked, if we look in the Megillah, it says that Mordechai sent the message of the Megillah to everybody. So what does it say that was done in two stages? So some say it was done in Shushan first, because Shushan was where the Nes happened. In other countries, it wasn't so much of a Nes, so they didn't accept Purim as a Yontif immediately. Another pshat that I saw is, even though the Megillah we know begins, that Achashverosh was the Melech, Mahoiduvat Kush, Mayim Vesu Medina, 120 countries. There's a difference, they say, between countries. He was, in some countries, actually the king, involved in the day-to-day operations. In other countries, he was the king, but in a higher position, not involved. So in the countries where he was actually involved in day-to-day, so his decree was much more significant. They right away experienced and enjoyed the Nes of Purim. in the other countries where he wasn't involved, so his degree wasn't that significant, and that's why they didn't accept the Purim Yontav immediately. A third teretz I saw, Pnei Yeshua says, is that everybody accepted Purim as a Yontav immediately, but that we should read the Megillah, not everybody accepted immediately. That was done in two stages. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Shochama Esther l'chachamim, Esther sent a message to l'chachamim, Kavuni l'dairus, establish Purim as a Yontav for all generations. So first I'm asked, Esther was looking for covet? That she needs l'dairus? So I saw a beautiful pshat from Meir Premishlanim. The Gemara says that there were many, many Nevi'im in the history of Klal Yisrael, yet we're not familiar with that many Nevi'im. What's the difference? Nevuah, the Gemara says, Itzruch l'dairus, that has relevance to future generations, nitana likosev, remains. The Nevuah that wasn't relevant for future generations, it was said, but it wasn't recorded. Esther said to the Chachamim, Kivuni l'dairus, let this message, and let this lesson, and let this experience of Purim, Kivuni l'dairus, remain for all generations, that we could always enjoy Nisim like the Nes of Purim. Shalchala, so the Chachamim respond to her, Kina at areres aleinu lebeina umas. You're going to cause jealousy. There's a number of ways of the Mefarshim learning it. One is that the Goyim will see that we're happy that they had a downfall. Another pshat is that the Goyim will say, you know what? We ought to take revenge in the Jews for what they did at that time. Another pshat is that they'll read the whole Megillah. And in the Megillah, we saw how the king took women to be his to be the queen. We don't want Jewish girls subjected to that again. So let's not open this up. I also saw a pshat. The Gemara uses the word ma'ereres. What does ma'ereres mean? Awaken. We know that Halacha is Esav son of Yaakov. Esav really hates Yaakov. All it needs is ma'ereres, a small reason to awaken that hatred, and they'll right away take advantage. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, if we're worried about this, so how do we light Hanukkah candles in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that everybody sees? Why are we worried about Kinat Ma'ereres Elanu? So first, the Sif Secham answers, there's a very big difference. By Hanukkah candles, they see the Hanukkah candles, so it represents the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us with the menorah. That has nothing to do with us prevailing over them. This, however, represents how we prevailed over them, and therefore it will cause kina. Sholcholahem. So Esther says, this is not something to be to a consideration. I'm already anyway in the history books. They all know this story. So I saw a beautiful word from Cheskel Abramsky. It says, the second to the last pasuk of the Megillah says, Parshas Gedulas Mordechai, Halayim Kesuvim, Adivrei Hayom L'Malchim Mordechai Pras. All of the greatness of Mordechai and Esther, it's all written in the history books. So says, ask of you, Cheskel Abramsky, did anybody see those history books? The Megillah says, it's all in the history books. We all know about it. Who do you know that ever saw that book? That it's like taken for granted. Says Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, a beautiful word. If you look at the Megillah as a story, if you want to read history, take out a history book. The Megillah, the end of the Megillah is teaching us, is not just history. This Yad Hashem. That's the way we're supposed to look at the Megillah. Says the Gemara, Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, these four Amoroim, Masni b'seid kula seid moed, wherever we have this group Amoroim saying something seid moed, Kol kai zuva, whenever you have this group, Chalufi Rav Yochanan, take out Rav Yochanan from the group, or Mayel Rav Yonasan, put in Rav Yonasan in its place. Sholcholam Estel Chachamim, Esther sent a message to Chachamim, Kesfuni Ladaris, record me for generations. Sholcholah, so they sent her. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that Shlomo HaMelech says, Haloi, Ksafti L'choshlishim. Three times do we record in Tanakh our battle with Amalek, V'loi Rebbeim, not four times. And we already have three times. Once in Parashas Peshalach, the second time is in Parashas Kiseitse, and the third time is in Sefer Shmuel. And it's only three times. And Shlomo HaMelech was saying, you can't choose to write something more. Everything is min hashamayim. And the Mefarshim say, why not? because in a battle, there's some inappropriate behavior. We go to war. It's not a Jewish trait. So Hashem wants it only three times, not four times. Action Matzla Mikra Kospa Torah, until they found a remez in the Torah that the Megillah should be committed to Tanakh. Because the Pasuk says, K'soiv Zois Yikarim B'Seifa. K'soiv Zois, Masha Kospa Kan U'Mishla Torah. K'soiv Zois refers to what it says in Parashat V'Shalach and Parashat Kiseitze. Zikarin is Masha Kospa Nevi'im. B'Seifer, Masha Kospa Megillah, what it refers to in the Megillah. So that's why he holds that the Megillah is part of Tanakh. And the Bahag, the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, uses this Gemara for a very important halacha l'maisa. You know, we know that there's a chiyuv to hear Parsha Zohar. What's the halacha if someone is unable to come to shul Parsha Zohar? Particularly women, sometimes it's difficult for them to get to shul or Parsha Zohar. From here he says, since we see that the Gemara is putting the Megillah in the same category as what it says in the Torah, you could be Yoitza, hearing Mechia Zeichra Malek, by coming to Shul on Purim and hearing the Megillah, even if you couldn't make it to Parashat Zachar. Says the Gemara Ketanoi, this Shaila, if Esther, Megillah's Esther is part of Tanakh or not, is a Machlok Sanoi. Ksoiv Zois, says one man, Amar Mashikos of Kan, what it says in the Torah. Zikaron, Mashikos of Mishnah Torah, Ksoiv Kan is Pshalach, Zikaron Mashikos Mishnah Torah is what the Pasha Kisei but say for Mashikos of Benavim. So according to him, according to the Rebbe Yeshua, Esther is not part of Tanakh. Rebbe Lezah Amidoy Aymer, Ksoiv Zoy is Mashikos of Kan Mishnah Torah, what's listed in Bishalach and Pasha Kisei Tzei. Zikaron Mashikos of Benavim, but say for Mashikos of Benagil. Amr Yehuda Mashmul, Esther Enimatam Sidayim. We know the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos that all Kisvei HaKodesh make the hands Tomei. For two reasons. One reason is Chazal did not want us to touch Kisvei HaKodesh with our bare hands. So they knew if they're going to say, if you touch it with your bare hands, you become Tomei, that would prevent people from touching it. Another reason, people used to put the Truma next to the Sefer Torah. And they used to say, just like this is Kodesh, that is Kodesh. And when the mice used to come eat the Truma, they would do damage to the Sefer Torah. So by saying that the Sefer Torah is Tomei, that's how you keep it away from the Truma, because they don't want the Truma to become Tomei. So he says, Esther ene metam es yadayim. It's not metam es yadayim, because it's not considered Sefer Kodesh. Ask the Gemara, lememra the sov Shmuel Esther la Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Is Shmuel saying that Esther is not said Baruch HaKodesh, and it's not part of Tanakh? Vama Shmuel Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. Answers the Gemara, nemra likrois. Yes! What it says in Megillas Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh, however, v'loi nemer likasev. Committing it to writing doesn't make it into a sefer of Tanakh. Meitzvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Remei Oimek Kehelis, which was written by Shlomo Melech, Einem Atamas Yudayim. Because it's not part of the Kisvei Kodesh, or Mechleks B'Shir HaShirim, what is the status of Shir HaShirim, is it Kisvei Kodesh or not? Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shir HaShirim Atamas Yudayim, Shir HaShirim is certainly part of Kisvei Kodesh, or Machlaikis B'Kehelis. Shimon Oimer, Kehelis Mekulei B'Shamay B'Churim B'Sil. Usually throughout Shas we know B'Shamay is the Machmer, and B'Sil is the Mekel. Here it's just the opposite. B'Sil holds Kehelis as Kisvei Kodesh, and it's Matamis Yudayim, and B'Shamay says it's not Kisvei Kodesh, and it's not Matamis Yudayim. Avol Rus, B'Shir Shirim, V'Esther, Matamis Yudayim. Here it says clearly that Esther is Matamis Yudayim, so it's clearly part of Kisvei Kodesh. So how do you say that it's not Matamis Yudayim, that's not part of Tanakh? Answers the Gemara, who damakli Rabbi Shua? He holds like Rabbi Shua, who we just learned before, clearly holding that Megillas Esther is not part of Tanakh. Tanya of Shimon Menashe Omer, Kehelis ain't Matamis Yudayim. Kehelis is not considered Kisvei Kodesh, and it's not Matamis Yudayim, because what it only represents, M'neshe Chachmasa Shal Shlomihi. It's only reflecting Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Amar Zevachivu Zavar Omar, did he only say this? If it's just representing Shlomo's wisdom, there's so much more wisdom. He said 3,000 parables. V'ayman, there's a pasuk also in Mishlei, it says, Al Tais V'advarav, don't add. My Omar, why do we need the second pasuk? Explains the Gemara. V'chi Temer, Mei Metuva Omar. Shlomo HaMelech said a lot of things of wisdom. However, the boy ichtiv, the boy lo ichtiv. Some things he did write down, and some things he didn't write down. Toshma, atoysev al-dvarov, don't add. So it's, what we see from here is what he committed was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to commit, and that's why it's considered part of Tanakh, which we know we pass in the Kehel is considered part of Tanakh. The rest, even though he had a lot of wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him to commit to writing and not make a part of Tanakh. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemra. Esther was said Baruch HaKadosh Shenemra, because we find in the Megillah that V'yomer Haman b'libo, when Achashverosh called Haman and asked, after the Zifrei Zichronis, the history was brought to him, and he was reminded of the story that Mordechai saved him from Bixim Seresh. So he called Haman and he asked him, what should we do to a person, Shamelech Chofetz Bikari, that the king wants to honor? V'yomer Haman b'libo, Haman says in his heart, Lemi Yachbetz HaMelech, who would the king want to do honor for more than to me? And he told him, do all these things, and even says, put on the crown on my head. How do we know what's doing in Haman's heart? It must be that it was said in Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Kivayma, what's the proof that Esther was said in Ruach HaKodesh? Nemra, Shinev V'ti Esther Nosaz Chem B'chorea. Whoever saw Esther liked her. How do we know? It must be the Ruach HaKodesh says so. Ramei Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shinev V'yivada Adav L'Mordechai. Mordechai became aware of Bixen and Seresh's plot to kill the king. As the Yair Tavash. Mordechai certainly had Ruach HaKodesh. The question is on the whole Esther. But Mordechai having Ruach HaKodesh, we know Mordechai was a Navi. Says the Yair Tavash. Mordechai was a Navi. But he wouldn't write in Megillus Esther that he had Ruach HaKodesh. Unless that the entire Megillah was written Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why it belongs there. Rabbi Yosef ben Rizkai Samar, Esther Ruach HaKodesh, Shnemer, how do you know Mr. Megillus Esther was said with Ruach HaKodesh? Shnemer or Vizel HaShokhas Yodam, that they didn't touch anybody's property when they went to war. How do you know? It must be Ruach HaKodesh. Om Shmu, said Shmu, Ihavoy Hosom, had I been there during this discussion, have a mina milsa d'adif makula. I would have said a pshat to prove that Esther was said Ruach HaKodesh, which is better than all the other pshatim. Shnemer, Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu l'mala, in Shemayim they accepted Mashu Kiblu l'mata, that they established the Yontif here, and in Shemayim they accepted it. How do we know what's going on in Shemayim? It must be Ruach HaKodesh. First of all, there's a very nice word, Chassidish word. Kimu l'mala, Mashu Kiblu l'mata, the Chassidish Svarim explain. Mashu Kiblu l'mata, if we in this world accept something upon ourselves, we make a resolution, Kimulamala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim helps us carry out our good intentions. But Taisus asks that we know the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that from the pasuk of Kimu v'Kiblu, Gemara Masechet Shabbos Tapeches, we learn that even though when the Torah was given and Har Sinai was given b'kfiya, they had to accept it. Had the Kiblua b'mei Achashverosh, they accepted it out of love in the time of Achashverosh. Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar. So ask Taisus, how can we learn two things from the same pasuk? So Taisus says, yes, you can learn two things from the same pasuk. Pnei Yeshua says a different teretz, a beautiful teretz. Pnei Yeshua says, Kimu v'kiblu says, Kimu, that they were Mekayim, they were Mekabel Nada Torah, that they accepted earlier. How do you know? It must be that Ruach HaKodesh is telling you. So it's a proof that there's Ruach HaKodesh. But the Gros says a beautiful teretz. The Gros says, if you look into the Megillah at the words Kimu v'Kiblu, you'll see there's a Kri in the Ksiv. The Ksiv is Kiyem, Kuf Yud Mem. The Kri is Kimu, Lashon Rabbim. She says, those are the two messages. Kiyem, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos is explaining the Ksiv. Kiyem, every Jew accepted Masha Kibel. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel by Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu certainly accepted the Torah out of love. Kiyem, now every other Jew joined Moshe Rabbeinu in that attitude. Al Gemara is explaining the Kri. Kimu. Kimu l'mala, Moshe Kiblu l'mata. And the Gros has a beautiful proof to this pshat. He says, if you look in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara says, Ma'id Ksiv. You follow the Ksiv. Here the Gemara doesn't use the word the Ksiv. Here it uses the word Shenemar. Because Al Gemara is referring to the Kri, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos is referring to the Ksiv. Amar Rava, so Rava says, L'kula es l'percha. All the proofs that we had that Esther was said in Ruach HaKodesh, there's a question on. Besides Shmuel's explanation, on which there are no questions. It's Rebbe Lezer that said we have a proof from Haman, Sfaruhu. But it's obviously that Haman felt the have an inish, the Chashal Amalek of a side. There's nobody as significant to the king as I am. Vayik Kamapish Tuva, and now the king wants to give presents. So he says, let me get the presents. Rebbe Kiva that says that Esther, everybody loved Esther. Everybody thought that Esther was a member of their nation, as the Mashal explains. Mordechai specifically told Esther not to disclose her nationality, and his reasoning, says the Mashal, was because people by nature like people who have the same nationality. So by Esther not disclosing who her nationality was, and everybody thought that she was one of them, so everybody liked her. V'hadra Meya, the story that Mordechai knew about Bixim v'Sheresh, it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh, Gilma Krav Chibar Abba, Dama Bixim and Sheresh Shnei Tashayim Haya, they were from the country of Tarsh, and they were speaking that language that they thought nobody understood, besides Mordechai, who was a member of the Sanhedrin, and had to know all 70 language. V'hadra Rabbi Yosef ben Dramiscus, that the Megillah says that nobody touched anybody's property. Dilma Priskiri Shodr. Mordechai and Esther sent out an edict that nobody's allowed to touch it. That's how we know that nobody touched anything. The Shmuel, have what Shmuel says, Kim of a Kiblu, Vadei Leslo Pircha, there's no question on. Omer Vina, Haini Da Imri Inshi, this is what people say. Tava Chada Papilta Charifta, it's better one sharp pepper than Malit Senet Kri from a whole barrel of cucumbers. So the way most Rishonim explain, Shmuel was an Amoira. All the other people that said Pshatim were Tanoim. The Pshat that was said by the Amoira is better than all the other Pshatim said by the Tanoim. Another Pshat that I saw, very beautiful Pshat, is that what he was saying was that you could have food, and the food doesn't have such a great taste until you add a little spice. Shmuel said a great Pshat proving that Esther's Ruach HaKodesh. That's the spice. Now all the other proofs that could be questioned, are they really a proof that Esther was said Ruach HaKodesh? The spice brings out the real taste, and they become real proofs that Esther was said Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Yosef Amar Hocha, we know that the Megillah was said with Ruach HaKodesh. Purim will always be a yontif. How do we know? Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Nachman VeYitzchak Amar Hocha, VeZichrom LaYosef Mizarom. So Taisa says, what's Rav Nachman VeYitzchak adding? He says, if we only had the pasuk of Yimei Purim Eila, we would say that that pasuk is only referring to that generation. How do we know that in all generations Purim will remain a yontif? The zichrom layosim
mizarim. But there's no pirch against these last two.
No. Umetanus lavyonim. We know on Purim we have to give matanus lavyonim. And now our Gemara, which is such a rich Gemara, we're about to begin in Halacha Lemaisa Purim, talks about the mitzvahs of Purim. Tan Rav Yosef, Mishloach Manas Ish L'Reyu. On Purim, we have to give Mishloach Manas, Shtei Manas L'Shechad. We have to give two types of food to one person. Why two? Matanas Lav Yoinim is Shtei Matanas to Shtei Mnei Adam. One to one, two people getting two gifts. So Mepharshim explained very simply. By Mishloach Manas, the Megillah uses the word Ish. Ish, we always know, means something significant. So if I want to give something significant, I have to give at least two things. By Matanis Lav Yoinim, it doesn't say anything about an ish. That's why giving one gift is enough. And in fact, the Bi'a Halacha quotes a very interesting Chaya Adam, that when you give Shalach Manas, you always have to bear in mind who is the recipient of the Shalach Manas. And if the recipient of the Shalach Manas is someone who's very wealthy, and you give him some, you know, you give him a box of raisins and a little piece and a homentash, that's nothing by him. That's not Shalach Manas. Because here it says Ish, you have to look who the recipient is. There's also an interesting point raised by the Paiskim. Generally we know that there are two words in Hebrew that refer to poor person. One is an Evyon and one is an Ani. An Evyon is a higher level of poverty. Tov l'kol dover, he has nothing. So here it says you have to give matanos l'avyoinim. So the question is, do you have to make sure that the poor person you're giving matanos l'avyoinim, you have to look for a bris kashir, that he's really poor. So the Paiskim say that, on the contrary, on Purim, we give matanos lavyoinim even to people who don't take tzedakah all year round. Because Purim is a day of matanos lavyoinim, anyone who's in that category. In fact, the Pesach can say, let's say someone has money because he was lent money that he could do business with, but he doesn't have his own funds. Even such a person is considered an ani. I saw an interesting shaila in the Shavs of Tshuva Spinyan Oilam. What's the halacha if you have a husband and wife, they're poor, both poor, and we just learned you have to give two people? Could you give matanis lavyoinim to the husband and the wife, and be mekayim mitzvahs matanis lavyoinim? The Binyan Oilam says that even though usually a husband and wife are considered one unit, you could be mekayim mitzvahs matanis lavyoinim by giving to a husband and to a wife.
We know that mishloach manos is only one person and matanis lavyoinim.
Because mishloach manos is ish, one. Amram Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Shadalei Rabbi Oshia Atma de Igla, he sent him a piece of calf, Tilsa, which we know Tilsa means either was the third calf born from its mother, which is the choicest calf, or was a third grown, is when the meat is the best, for Garba de Chamra, and a barrel of wine. Sholachlei, so he responded, Kiyanta barabenu mishloach manos ishla re'eyu, umatan slav yoinim, umakayim both mitzvahs. So there's a lot of pshatim said in this Gemara, all relevant la halacha l'maisa. One pshat, which is the simple pshat in the Gemara, the way the Maharsha teaches us, is that if you send shalach manas to a poor person, so you could two mitzvahs at the same time, shalach manas and matanas lavyoinim, which is what he said, kayant banim shalach manas and matanas lavyoinim. Another pshat, which I saw Rabbi Avadya Yosef discusses. The Megillah says, who should you send Mishloach Manos to? L'rei Ehu, to your friend. What's the halacha if you send Mishloach Manos to your Rebbe? Or you send Mishloach Manos to your parents? Your parents aren't Rei Ehu, your parents aren't your friends. Your Rebbe isn't your friend. Are you Mekayim Mitzvahs Mishloach Manos? From here we see that Rebbe sent to his Rabbi Yishu, who was his Rebbe, and he was Mekayim Mitzvahs Mishloach Manos, you Mekayim Mitzvahs Mishloach Manos even to a Rebbe or to a parent. That's what Rabbi Avadya Yosef says. It's not chavilas chavilas because they're two separate mitzvahs. Now another question, the way other rishonim say is that the proof here is that we just said shalach manos has to be two minim. What's the halacha if you send one as a food and one as a beverage? Are you mekayim shalach manos? From here you see mekayim because he sent the meat and wine. Others say that the wine he was not mekayim shalach manos, but he sent him a big piece of meat that had different cuts in it. And that's how he was Mekayim Sholach Manas. But the Rishonim that say, you're not Mekayim Sholach Manas with a beverage. And it's interesting to note, also, that what's the halacha if you send somebody, you know, the people that think that Sholach Manas to Minim has to be two different brachas. There's no such a sheet in Shulchan Aruch. To Minim has to be two different things. So let's say you'll send somebody two pieces of meat. You send them chicken and meat. You're certainly Mekayim Sholach Manas. I saw a shayla in the Paiskim, interesting shayla. What happens if you bake a big cake and you divide the cake into two? Is that considered two minim? Because each piece is considered something significant. Perhaps you Mekayim Sholach Manas. Rav Shadalei Lemari Ben Mori B'yad Abaya. Rav sent to Mari Ben Mar in the hands of Abaya Molei Taska de Kaspa, a whole barrel of dates, a molek kasa of shuna and a whole cup of flour. There are a number of halachas again from this. First of all, we see that he sent it in the hands of Abaya. Abaya was a amayra, and he was a kohen. How do you send it in the hands of Abaya? So we see that it was mekayim a mitzvah. You could send it even in the hands of a kohen who's an amayra. But from here we also see, and this is the halacha, the lechatchila sholach manas should not be given directly from the giver to recipient, it should be sent through a shliach. And I saw a wonderful story from the Satmar Rebbe. There was once a chassid sitting by the Satmar Rebbe on Purim. He says, I'm offended. Somebody sent me shalach manas with a child who was dressed up as a monkey. It's inappropriate to me to send shalach manas that way. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, unbelievable vart, if a real monkey brought you shalach manas, you'd also be mekayim the mitzvah. And he explained as follows. He says, what's normally the concept of shlichus? So we have a concept of shlucha shaladim kamaisai. My messenger is as good as me. So if I'm not a monkey, I can't use a messenger monkey. By shaluch manas, it's not shluch adam kamaisai. The Megillah says a mishloach manas, appoint a shliach. Anyone who's a shliach, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So you could eat, what? Even a cotton, even a monkey. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abaya, hashtag Amar Mari. Now Mari would say, I chaklo malke hava. If a pauper becomes the king, or a farmer becomes the king, the kula mitzavre leinachas. He says, you became Rosh Hashiva, but you're still sending shalach manas like a pauper. Hadashadalei iu. So he sent them back. Malei kas with the zangbila, a barrel full of ginger, or malei kas the papilta aricha, pepper. Amar Abaya. So now Abaya says, hashta amar mar, and no shadrilei chulya. He said, I sent him sweet things, dates and flour, and he sent me sharp things, pepper. And from here, the Sfas Emma says, this may be the Makar for the Minig, that for Sholach Manas, we should send sweet foods. Because that's why he said it's better to send sweet than sharp.
But the flour, he can't eat
that way. It was like popcorn. It was flour that was eaten as a nash. It was dried flour. There's a very fundamental shaila when we speak about Sholach Manas. What is the mitzvah of Sholach Manas? Machloikis Trumas Adeshin and Menais Halevi. Trumas Adeshin says the mitzvah of Sholach Manas is to send somebody food that he could enjoy at the Suda. The Menais Halevi says that the point of Sholach Manas is to engender good feelings amongst people. What's the nafkamina? There are a lot of nafkaminas. One is, if you send somebody Sholach Manas and he says, take it back, it's thank you. If it's that he should have food for the Suda, if he sends it back, he doesn't have food for the Suda. If it's to engender the good feelings have been created. Or, what would be the halacha if you send somebody, this happens every year to me, somebody leaves you Shalach Manas, and he doesn't leave you a name, who sent it? If it's because of food for the Suda, so you have food for the Suda. If it's for good feeling, if I don't know who sent it, I don't know, there's no good feeling. Or, another interesting shaila, what happens if you send somebody, it's in our world, you send somebody Shalach Manas food with a heksha that he doesn't eat. So if it's for good feeling, the good feeling he has. If it's that he should have something to eat, he doesn't eat it. Or let's say you send a diabetic a piece of cake. So for good feeling, he has the good feeling. But he can't eat the cake, he's a diabetic. Or, I saw interesting, the Menais Halevi himself writes in the Hagdom of the Menais Halevi, that he wrote this sefer on Megillas Esther as a present to his father-in-law that he sent him for Shalach Manas. So if it's the good feelings, of course, a farmer feels great that a son-in-law wrote him a whole sefer for Shalach Manas. But if it's to eat, you can't eat a sefer. Another shaila, just two more points, is if you don't have Nebuch, somebody doesn't have enough food to send for Shalach Manas. So you have a chotzi shir, just a little of food. If it's to have something to eat, so chotzi shir is at least eating. If it's to engender good feelings with such a little amount of food, there's no good feeling. And actually, this point can be used to answer a shayla. Why don't we make a bracha when we send shalach manas? We're doing a mitzvah. So the real answer is, because as we say before Kriyas Megillah, the Gabbai says, that the bracha on Kriyas Megillah encompasses all the mitzvahs hayoyim. But according to the pshat, the Menais Halevi, that the point of Shalach Manas is to engender good feeling. On engendering good feeling, we don't make a bracha. We never make a bracha on V'haftal Reacha Kamoicha, even though Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Why? Because whatever it depends on two people, even if I do you a favor and I want you to like me, doesn't mean you will. So it could be a bracha of Atala. If the point of the Shalach Manas is that you should feel good about me, just because I sent Shalach Manas doesn't mean you'll feel good about me, that's why you don't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Amar Abai, Knafkimi Beibar, when I left my Rebbe's home, have a savanna. I was full. Kimatole Hosom, when I got there, Krivenly Shitin Tsoi, they brought me 60 plates. The Shitin Minika, there are 60 different types of foods. Vachla Meshichti Shitin Plugi, and I ate 60 portions. Or Beshluli Besraisa, the last food they gave me, have a correlate Tsoi Kader, they called it roast. Or boil and make it, say, it was so delicious, I wanted to eat the plate. The Mashah says, what pshat, he wanted to eat the plate? So Mashah says that they made the plate out of food, like wraps. This is the first wrap. So not only did he want to eat the food, he wanted to eat the plate. But I saw the Chassam Sofer explains the Gemara very beautifully. The Chassam Sofer explains that Abayi was saying, I came to this place and they get me 60 dishes. The 60 dishes refer to the 60 Masechtas of Shas. And he taught me something for every Masechta. And what did I learn from that? Amar Abayi, what I learned from this is, Hainad Amrinshi, Kaf and Anya, a person is hungry, Veloyada, he doesn't even know. Inami Rafchul B'Sim Shchich, there's always room for something tasty. What I learned, said the Chassam Sofer, is that I thought I knew Torah, and I realized I didn't. And also I realized that the Torah is so deep, there's always more delicious things to be found in the Torah. And it's also relevant to Halacha. The Halacha is that Achila Gasa, if you eat after you're full, it's not considered an Achila. But here we see, say the Mefarshim, that if it's something sweet, even if you're full, it's considered an Achila. So let's say somebody comes into Yom Kippur and he's full, but they give him something sweet to eat, it would be considered that he ate on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Abayi bar Ovi, Rav Chanina bar Avin, machlas feis dosai lahadodi. They used to exchange the Suda. So part of Pshat is that they were poor people, and they couldn't afford Shalchmanis, so they came up with a invention. I'll give you mine, and you give me yours. But many Mepharshim explain that that's too simple. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is, they used to invite each other, one year you'll come to me to the meal, and the next year I'll come to you to the meal. So I would think that that's not Shalchmanis, the person that invites, because it's really, I'm just paying back. Last year you invited me, so this year I'm inviting you. Teaches us the Gemara, the year that you come to me for Shalchmanis, the person who's hosting the meal is Mekayim Mitzvah Shalchmanis. All to say what the Gemara is teaching us is that we should eat a lot of people together. Sudas Purim should be eaten a large group together. Reb Chaim Brisker has an interesting pshat. He says what the Gemara is teaching us is that even though we explained that Shalchmanis should be sent through a messenger, have a michlef for sudasayu, you could give each other directly shalchmanis and still be mekai in the mitzvah. So if you don't have a messenger, don't ignore doing the mitzvah. Do it anyway. Amar Rav Mechayev Inishlev Sumi Vipurya, a person supposed to drink on Purim, drink wine, Ad La Yada Ben Ara Hamel Abarech Mardechai. There's a lot of pshatim here. Why? Pasha pshat is because the Nes, the story of Purim began with the Mishta, with the party of Achashverosh and Vashti. And like the Chassam Sofer says, when we do tshuva, it has to be b'oisem mokum b'oisem zman. Just like then they drank, we have to drink. Another pshat is that Purim is not just a yontav of ruchnis. Purim is a yontav of gashmius. So we're supposed to drink wine, which represents gashmius. Adla yada ben ar, the other pshat will go further. Adla yada ben ar hamel baruch mardechai. Pasha pshat is that they had a song that they used to sing. They used to end Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai, and the person forgets. Another pshat, which is what the Ramah says, the person is supposed to drink more than he normally does until he gets drowsy and he goes to sleep. And when you sleep, you don't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. A third pshat is that the gematria of Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai is both the same, 502. Until you get so confused that it's hard for you to do mathematical calculations. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Zera of the Sudus Purim Bahade Adodi. They did a Sudus Purim together, Ifsim. And Rava got drunk. Kam Rava Shakhtal, they both got drunk, and Rava slaughtered Posh Pshat Rav Zera. Lamacha Boy Rachme. The next day he davened for Achye. And he had Chiyas Amesim. Lashana Amalei Nesim Mar for Nevet Sudus Purim. Next year he asked them, let's do a Sudus Purim together. Not every year is there a Nes. I'm not taking chances going to the Sudas Purim with you. So part of Pshat is a difficult Pshat that he killed him, he did Chiyas HaMeisim. So the Rebbeinu Ephraim says the point of this Gemara is to teach us that you're not supposed to get drunk on Purim. You're not supposed to get drunk on Purim. That's exactly the lesson of the Gemara, because look what happens when you get drunk. I saw two Pshatim, I'll say. One is nicer than the other. One is from Shlomo Zalman. We know that the Gemara says, if you embarrass somebody, it's like you killed him. So he says, that's what happened. You know what happens on Purim? People get a little wild. Shachtei. And he embarrassed him. So the Gemara is teaching us that even if on Purim you get drunk, you're supposed to be careful not to do shchita, not to embarrass anyone when you're drunk. Shlomo Zalman Orbach's pshat in the Gemara. Another pshat that I saw is from the Chiddushei Rim. Says it with a story from the Baal Shem. says there was once a person who had decided to do a very big Aveira, and he took along 500 rubles to spend on doing this Aveira. As he was going to the place where he was going to do the Aveira, he heard people crying, and he went into the house and he saw people, they didn't have anything to eat, and there were tzaris, and he went and he gave them the 500 rubles. So in Shemayim, it was an incredible hesiris. Here this person was going to use the smith money to do an Aveira, and he took it instead and used it for a mitzvah. So they decided to give this person a gevaldige bracha. What was the bracha they were going to give him? That whatever he asks for and whatever he says should happen. But that's a little too much for a person. So the way they tempered it was, they said that he should also like to drink. So he'll be shikr most of the time. And if he'll be shikr, he'll never use his bracha. Says the Chiddush HaRim, Purim is a day where we could accomplish so much. Like whatever you ask for, you could get. But it's a little too powerful. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He tells people, people waste their day, they get drunk, and they lose the opportunity to accomplish what they could accomplish on Purim. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Sudas Purim Shachar B'layla. If you eat the Sudas Purim by night, then not the night after Purim, the night of Purim, Lo Yotzi Dei Chavosai. My Tama, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Avi Yosef Kamei Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was sitting with Rav Kahana. Noga V'Leosu Rabbonin. It got dark and the Rabbonin didn't come. Amalei My Tama L'Leosu Rabbonin. Why didn't they come? Dematfidi B'Sudas Purim. Maybe they're busy eating the Suda. Amalei L'Shmilei L'Mar Hadam Marava Sudas Purim Shach V'Layla L'Yotzi Dechavasi. Not supposed to eat the Suda by night. Amalei Tanaminei Abin Zimnan. He learned it 40 times. V'Damalei commanded Mona Pekisei until he learned to eat the Suda by day. So the Mefarshim say two things. They say more, I'll say two things. One is, you see that you're supposed to learn on Purim also. He came to hear the Shir on Purim. That's one. And number two, what's shot that he learned it 40 times and was like in his pocket? So the Mefarshim say, you're supposed to learn every Gemara 40 times, just like the 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was in Sinai. And it's supposed to be in your pocket. The Gemara says, this shot was said by Reb Zalman, the brother of the Vilna Gaon. He said, the Gemara says, Masech, the a person always puts his hands in his pockets to see what's there. A person's supposed to have his learning b'kisei, he's always supposed to be reviewing his learning. But one more pshat I saw. If somebody's a businessman and he's successful, even if he's successful 40 times, does he give up his business? He keeps on going at it. The same thing the Gemara says, just because you learned and you already know how to learn, keep on learning.